It's time for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Remember, the weekend shows are focused on numbers. And before we get into it, we have some messages from the fleet. From Darren Petla, happy birthday to two young men at Ecuc Beach. Love from close friends and other loved ones. There's someone who also wants to give a birthday shout out to Linda Anderson, today, July 18th. They say that you're one of the most special and sweet people that they've ever met. They wish you a birthday filled with magic and happiness, and they hope they know they're thinking about you and missing you all the time. Cheers to being 24, and give Covey some scratches for them. From Zachariah. And lastly, to Captain Brent Cathy on the fishing vessel Independence. Hey, Fluffy Buns. Please tell Matt Hecla that I still can't find the pumpkin spice beard oil he wanted, so they're sending some of your extra rose water mustache wax. Such a good thing that you order it by the case. Finished up the bedazzling on all your work clothes, and they're cleaning closets next. They ask if you mind if they donate your Barbara Streisand and Spice Girls CDs. They need to make room for their Waylon and Cash collection. They miss you like crazy. From Montana Chick. And now for the numbers. We're on the edge of a record year. So far, 61.3 million salmon have returned to Bristol Bay waters. The previous record was in 2018 with 62.9. Will 2021 be the year we break it once more? Keep tuning in to find out. Baywide catch slows even more down today to 548,000 salmon from yesterday. Total catch is now just below 37.7 million. Escapement yesterday is also down a bit. About 713,000 sockeye escaped, with more than half of them rolling up the Ugashic. Total escapement this season is now nearing 23.67 million fish. Now to break it down by district. The Nishagak district continues its decline as only 168,000 fish were caught, down about 30% from the day before. Average drift delivery is just 361 sockeye, and the Nishagak's total harvest is now 17.3 million. Nishagak drift nets have caught around 81% of that harvest, with set netters having totaled 13%, and Igushik set netters have hauled in just under 3%. Yesterday, 113,000 fish escaped in rivers across the district for a cumulative escapement of about 9.5 million. The district's total run is now 26.9 million fish, nearing area management biologist Tim Sands' estimate of 27 million. And now going by river. Nishagak River starting us off. Sockeye continue downward trend, and escaped on the Nishagak River was down to about 18,000 sockeye. The Nishagak's escapement is still just above 4.63 million. The Chinook got a slight boost from the day before. 110 kings swam up the river. The season total so far for kings is 53,217. The Chum Run got a slight bump to 1,115 fish, making it upriver as well. The Chum Sum Run is 123,004. Over in the Wood River, they're up a little bit from yesterday. 71,000 fish swam up, 17,600 this morning, and the Wood River's total is 4.18 million. In the Igushik River, they're holding at more or less similar numbers from yesterday. 24,000 fish swam past the counting tower yesterday, with another 6,300 passed as of 6 a.m. this morning. The total escapement on Igushik is 785,600. And over in Togiak, the daily haul there saw a slight bump to 23,000, bringing the total catch to 267,000. The drift fleet hauled in an average of 304 sockeye per drift delivery. And looking at counts from the Togiak River Tower, 12,000 fish escaped yesterday, with another 2,300 this morning. So far, 94,000 fish have escaped to the spawning grounds there. Togiak's total run is 359,000. Taking a look at the Naknek and Kwejek district, the fisher folks up there caught far fewer fish once again yesterday, only 90,000. The average drift delivery also dropped to 193. The district's harvest total is now just above 8.1 million. Of that total catch, drift nets hauled in about 75%, while Naknek set netters caught 13%, and the Kwejek set netters harvested the other 12. 157,000 fish swam up the rivers in the district, bringing the total escapement for the Naknek-Kwejek district to just over 9.9 million. The total run there is just above 18.1 million. To break it down by river, the Naknek River counter counted just below 40,000 fish, making it up. The total escapement on that river is 2.68 million. The Quijack River had 47,700 fish swim upriver. Their total is just below 4.44 million. And the Alagnik took the lead in escapement for the district yesterday. Just below 70,000 fish swam through, bringing the total escapement there to 2.83 million. To take a look in Igigik, Igigik fisher people hauled in 111,000 fish once again yesterday, the same as the day before. Season total there is now 7.53 million. The average drift delivery was 403 sockeye. Igigik's drift fleet has harvested around 84% of the district's cumulative catch, and set netters have pulled in about 16. Escapement up the Igigik continues to decline. 25,700 fish swam through, bringing the total to 1.76 million spawning salmon. The total run for Igigik is now 9.3 million. And Ugashik, y'all keep holding the lead on harvest this past week. Y'all caught 215,000 fish yesterday and brought the cumulative catch to 4.38 million. Average fish per drift delivery there nearly doubles the other districts at 769 sockeye. 87% of the harvest went to the drift fleet, with 13 going to set netters. Escapement there did drop, though, to 404,000 fish. Escaped up the river, bringing the district's total escapement to 2.28 million. To take a look at the Chignik River Weir, they got a slight boost from previous days. They counted 8,900 fish yesterday, with 2,100 more this morning. The season total there is now 317,103. The early run is about 245,600, and the late run is 71,500. The Chinook runs do remain weak, though. 25 kings passed through the weir yesterday, with 12 more this morning, and the total Chinook run for Chignik's is 451 fish. Taking a look at Area M, here's the breakdown for the catch by species. Sockeye catch was only 6,700, and the season total still sits just below 5.4 million. Only 35 pinks were caught, and a total of 79 chums were caught. No Chinook nor Coho were caught yesterday. For your vessel registrations, there's not too much movement in the bay over the next 2 days in most districts. A total of 1,318 boats are currently registered. 386 of those were D boats. On Tuesday morning, that number will take a small jump to 1,348. 403 of those will be D boats. In the Nushagak district, there are 240 vessels registered, 55 of those of which are D boats, and that holds through Tuesday morning. In the Naknek-Quijack district, there are 524 vessels registered, 136 of which will be D boats. That goes up to 544 on Tuesday, 153 of those will be D boats. Igigik's fleet has 215 vessels, 67 of which are D boats. That holds through Tuesday morning. Ugashik's fleet has 304 vessels today, 128 of which are D boats, which holds through Tuesday morning as well. And finally, Togiak's fleet sits at 35 and also remains the same through Tuesday. Lastly, we have your marine weather forecast. Starting here in Bristol Bay, northwest winds 15 knots, becoming west this afternoon, seas at 2 feet with patchy fog. Tonight, west winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet with patchy fog. Tomorrow, Monday, southwest winds 10 knots, seas holding 2 feet with, guess what, more patchy fog. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, there's a small craft advisory today and tomorrow. Today, there's a southeast wind at 25 knots, except variable at 10 knots from Port Muller East. Seas at 3 feet with patchy fog. Tonight, south wind 20 knots, except variable 10 knots from Port Muller East again. Seas at 3 feet with more patchy fog. Tomorrow, Monday, south winds 25 knots, seas at 4 feet with, guess what? Again, more patchy fog. A little bit foggy throughout the bay lately. Taking a look at the tides. Low tide was at 4:57 p.m. of 0.46 feet. That's here at Clark's Point, Nushagak Bay. High tide tonight, 11:04 p.m. of 18.66 feet. At the Naknek River entrance, that low tide was at 5:30 of 0.08 feet. The high tide will peak 11:15 of 18.98 feet. And over in Igigik, that low tide was at 3:50 of 0.09 feet. High tide, 10:04 p.m., 14.92 feet. feet. That's it for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report for today. Good night, good fishing. We'll see you all tomorrow.